Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast. I did a lot over the weekend, but I just really feel like I didn't get any chance to enjoy it. And I did. It's just maybe it was too nice, and that's what I want. I want to go back to that. But here we are.
It went by really, really fast. My daughter's prom was on Saturday. That was exciting, and that was stressful. I'll say this. What was really stressful was when she put the dress on, and she did try it on a few times before, obviously, wearing it then. Right. As I'm zipping it up, I realize there's a little tiny, like where the seam is, rip.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so here I am. The funniest part was me trying to thread a needle, you know, with a time crunch, because, you know, right. She had to be at a certain place, her and her friends got a limo, you know, time constraints and such. And so it's hard enough to thread a needle at this age,
yeah.
But to do so on the fly, and I just happened to find the exact same color thread, and I'm sewing it while it's on her, because I said, we're going to do it while it's on, so I make sure that, you know, the zipper I was worried about, it was right next to the edge of the zipper, and I thought, if I sew this without it on her, I already had it zipped, I'm just trying to, like, I'm like, suck it up, here we go. It was stressful, but anyway, it was crazy. And that wasn't the least of it. Then she couldn't find her shoes. That was fun.
She sounds like my kids and me sometimes. Just a thought. I know you have something we want to get to here. The technology, science, people need to find a new way, a better way, an easier way to thread needles. I recently had to do this myself.
Well, there's a real simple way with that little tiny thing they give you. There's like an actual little silver tab with like the
there
piece
is?
Of wire. Yes.
Oh,
there
I give
is.
Up. No
I
one's
had
sharing
it
these things with me. I'm finding out this
I
way.
Had it in my sewing kit.
Yeah.
I had it in there, but the wire thing had broken. And I'm like, no, this. Yeah, there is one, Jason. I will show you.
The
do
things
you
I'm
sew
learning
often?
This morning. No, but I. It was during the. I'd say during. It was during the pandemic. We're still technically there, but when you had to have a mask and I had to be at an appointment, and all of a sudden. Oh, no. And my mask broke. And I was like, I'm going to sew it. So I sewed the strap back on. And I don't know. I just happened to have a sewing kit on me. I forget why, but I did it. It took me about 3 minutes to sew it and about 45 minutes to thread the needle. It was a mess.
That is so funny. Sewing. I love to sew. So I'm very good at fixing things. I'm not saying I'm going to make an outfit from, you know, nothing. But
so I was going to ask for next. But OK,
I usually have stuff. Someone texted us, Nancy, that's an IAS. It is the it's always something. I was thinking, this is crazy. That did just pop up out of nowhere. So it is always something. And that happened. But it was exciting and fun and it was nice, but it was hot. So imagine how hot you were, Jason. Put a bunch of guys in their tuxedos an hour of pre-prom pictures. Just fabulous. All right. So we want to talk about, I thought, was something that was a pretty stunning announcement. You saw it this weekend. You mentioned it to me thinking that I had seen it.
I honestly thought I sent it to you, because over the weekend, we'll kind of send things back and forth. I swear I sent it to you, but I guess I didn't.
No, you didn't. And so you mentioned today, and it has to do with a very well-known personality on local TV that is leaving the job. And we have the announcement here because it's from Facebook. So I shall play it for you, folks. But this is Ryan Lecky's announcement.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, Lecky. Look, you know, I've always been real and straight up with you. So I wanted you to hear this from me first. This coming Friday, May 27th, will be my last day at WNEP-TV. You know, we have been together. I feel like we're family, right? For 17 years. And I'm so grateful during that time you have invited me into your homes, because I know this is a lot coming at you in the morning with all the coffee I drink. Into your homes, on your phone. And look, I never took that for granted. I'm extremely grateful for that. And really, I moved here in 2005. I think during that time, thanks to so many of you too, I found myself, my authentic self. I fell in love with my partner, Matt. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to live in northeastern Pennsylvania, but I'm just excited to explore some new opportunities, specifically in some different forms of media down the road in lifestyle and entertainment type programming. But I wanted to tell you that first. Next week, I'll still be here doing my Lecky Live segment up until Friday the 27th, my last day at the news station. But I want you to know this was my decision. I absolutely adore the behind-the-scenes team who I work with. They have made me better every day. They're incredible. The on-air family I've built, along with our station management, including our parent company, Tegna. Everyone has been super supportive. But, you know, it's just time for a new chapter. And I'm excited for a lot of cool stuff ahead, including getting to stay up until like 8 o'clock at night. That's going to be pretty sweet, too.
Wow. I mean,
I bet. So, wow.
Yeah, that's shocking. Yeah. He's really good at what he does. I know when I first moved back here, I may have told you this. I may not have. But I was on the West Coast. I had lost a job. And I was in this like initial stage of talk with the TV station out there. They were like, oh, we think you'd be fun. We can go put you on the street and do stuff. And then someone got fired and it just fizzled. We ended up moving. Not a big deal. But I thought, you know, that was a cool experience in these discussions. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll leave radio and I'll do TV. And I get here and I see Ryan Lecky and I go, oh, I can't do that. He's too good. And he's so good.
I'll never be able to.
No, like it was amazing. I just figured maybe there's some place and that maybe there's a place for me to do that. Maybe this. And then I see Ryan Lecky and I'm like, he's so good at what he does. I could never be like that. But it was really.
Everybody really has to be their authentic self.
Right.
And that's what it is. And not everybody should become a Ryan Lecky on TV. Everybody, if you are authentic to who you are, his enthusiasm is, I think it's infectious. So when you watch it, it makes your day brighter and happier. So someone like him, I think that's just who he is. And he brightens up a place and he's decided to move on. He's staying here, as he mentioned, but he talked a little bit about new media. So is it podcasts? Is it some kind of an independent venture on his own? But if somebody can do it, he can do it. I was amazed when he said he's been here 17 years. I knew it was a long time, but I didn't realize it was 17 years.
Yeah, and he's really changed. I've seen pictures of when he first started. Totally different person. Really became comfortable being Ryan Lecky. And I think that's kind of it's good for him. You know, I only met him one time, and I was very excited to see. I was very excited when I met him because I wanted to see if the Ryan Lecky on TV was the Ryan Lecky you saw in person, expecting him to be like, oh, yeah, it's exhausting putting on all that energy. Oh, we're on in 3, 2, 1. Hey, good morning. But no, he was like, hey, I go, you must drink a lot of coffee. He goes, oh, you betcha. I'm like, wow, he's really, that is him.
He really is.
That is really him. So.
That's who he is. So anyway, sad to see him go, but excited to see what the future brings.
Yeah, yeah.
And perhaps we'll have a chance to chat with him. It would be nice once he leaves there and gets ready for the new venture. Maybe we'll have him on and give a chat and, you know, find out what's next for him. Be very interesting.
Maybe he'll break the news with us. I doubt that, but maybe.
I mean, it's a big change for folks that watch because with him leaving and obviously Tom Williams recently leaving, those are tough things to deal with.
When
you're, you know, a part of people's lives and, you know, a shakeup of one person is, you know, hard enough. Then you got two. You know, that are
especially
gone.
When someone is there every morning with you. That's like the biggest challenge. You have to be your authentic self. You can't, like you said, you can't be something you're not. I mean, I know firsthand. Trust me. Webster guy was pretty popular, you know, and he goes to retire. It's tough to come here. People are like, you're just trying to be like him. I'm like, no, I'm trying to be myself. I'm just trying to be myself. Right. And it's a hard place to be.
Yeah, you can never replace who someone was. You can only be who you are.
I don't want to be
people know when you're authentic and when people are not. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, I try to be. I'm a little too authentic. And that's when you realize how boring I can be. Like sometimes I should play things up. Be like, I'm a playboy. I do fun things. I don't know why I said playboy. But, you know, just say when
that's
you want
to. Very weird.
It is strange, but it came out.
Congratulations to Ryan Lecky, though.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would like to know, we should get Tom Williams on with us soon. And I hope to, because now with the election behind him, obviously he did not win that. If you were following, you know, the question would be, what, you know, what's next for him? But I would love to chat with him just about all his years, 30 plus, you know, with people in their homes throughout all those years and all the exciting stuff he's had. Be very interesting to see. And I know he and Ryan Lecky were very good friends as well,
right,
outside of just what was going on.
I got to tell you, having stepped into the news, you know, news world with this job, I found some of the most interesting conversations to be with, like, Mark Davis and Frank Andrews. Just talking to those guys about what they did over the years with news. David DeCosmo, hearing those stories of what he did. I'm sure they're going to have some stories as well that'll kind of blow everyone's mind. Just to hear those little things maybe you didn't see or hear about over the years. It sounds like a podcast. Let's launch it right now.
570-883-0098. Some of the other things that we've been talking about, we asked you guys before about babysitting rates. If you have a babysitter that you rely on, what is the pay rate now here in Northeast Pennsylvania? And the reason we ask is that the Wall Street Journal has a report out about how babysitters are being very much sought and not easy to come by, and the price is going up like everything else. $15 to $20 an hour is pretty common, and they say that some areas are seeing rates of up to $30 an hour. It all depends on availability, right? And also, I'm sure, experience. So just curious to know what you folks are paying if you do have someone who watches the kids for you.
Here's a question. With things being so tough, if you're a grandparent and you watch your grandkids, do you charge? I don't think anyone really does. But I know sometimes I would be in that situation if things were tight. I'd be like, just cover for basics like the gas it takes and my time. And I guess, pay me. I think I would ask for a little bit. Maybe that's why I got a lot of time to prepare for this.
Do some extra stuff for them. I'm sure if your parents are watching your kids, maybe you buy some stuff for them. If they're not taking payment, you certainly should be helping out in other ways.
The Nancy and Jason Podcast.
That's an artist named Kesha. It's written on her sheet here as K-E-S-H-A, but the S was never an S.
I know, I forgot the dollar sign.
No, that's accurate, though. She had to sell the S. She had to sell the dollar sign. Times are tough. Who can afford the S? I'm just saying, you can't just flaunt your money like that, even though it's just a sign. But who does that? It's a very arrogant way of living your life. If I was J-A dollar sign O-N, that would be stupid.
We are who we are. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
And I think that's a perfect, perfect song, as we were talking about the recent announcement. Ryan Lecky is leaving WNEP-TV. Folks, I was kind of shocked to see this. They call it, what is it? TVQ? Is that what they call it? Where it's like how well people know who you are. It's, your personality rating, so to speak. People like Joe Snedeker, Ryan Lecky, they have very high TVQs, it's just they're so well known and they're so ingrained in the persona and the personality of an area, not just of the place where they work. And he announced that he was leaving on his own terms. He wanted this Friday's his last day coming up, and he is going to be venturing into something similar. But, it sounds like he may be embarking on his own. We will see. And he will have more details, I guess, in the next few weeks or so. But that's just, I thought pretty shocking to hear that he was leaving.
Yeah, it's surprising. To me, it's shocking in the wake of Tom Williams announcing he's leaving. So you have two people who've been with, viewers forever, it seems, a decade.
Right.
So it's like, at a minimum,
it's more than 30 years for Tom and 17. I was surprised it was even 17 for Lecky. I knew he was there a long time.
Tom was there 30. Years. I'm just saying, when you hit like a decade, though, is what I'm trying to say, and it came out wrong. When you're there for like 10 years, at that point, you've really formed a bond with people.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be very interesting to see what happens next.
Right. And let's be honest, folks. This is a workers' kind of market right now. For jobs.
Right.
So whatever he's doing aside, not sure where he's going or what he's doing, or he may be starting on something on his own. But there are so many opportunities out there. And it's really in favor of the employee at this point.
Yeah.
There's places where you can work remotely. They're paying people more, or they're getting better benefits. We were just talking about babysitting, and you jokingly said, but it is true. If you're in an area where it is in demand, and you could command $20 to $30 an hour, wouldn't that be a great part-time position for someone? I'm not talking full-time, but part-time position for someone that gives them some more flexibility where they can, do stuff at home and, be able to make some extra money. And it's a different world we're in right now than we were just 5 years ago.
My wife would know the answer, and I could reach out to her if you're curious. I grew up in an era where my mom would find people probably in the newspaper who were like, hey, we watch kids, and they'd drop us off and pay a rate. It was like an unofficial daycare. I think there are rules of how you have to handle that. But boy, if you can stay at home, and bring a couple kids in, and just even if it was $15 an hour and you had three kids, you're doing pretty well and you're not driving anywhere.
Right.
That's right.
And it's
huge
in demand.
Right now.
It's needed.
Yeah.
It's needed right now. Folks, you can give us a call. Maybe you have some experience with this. But when I was younger, it was the kids in the neighborhood. I was one of I had three sisters. And so we each, as we got, I think once we turned 12, that's when people started wanting you to watch kids. So we would, they would call our house and be like, is anybody available? Because I don't
know. The jackpot.
My youngest
house.
Was 12.
House.
I was 14. My other sister was 16. The other one was 17. It was like, you know, is someone available? Because you could, one of the four would be.
There was, I want to say there was three sisters. Same thing. My parents found that over the summer. We'd go to their house. And, you know, during the week, they would occasionally come over. Most of the time, it was one of the sisters. And other times, it was a different sister. And then one time, it was like that sister. Remember on the Cosby Show, there was Sandra who just showed up one time? And somebody became, it was like that. I didn't even know there was another sister. I think it was four sisters. And she just showed up and was like, oh, okay. Well, we trust the family. We trust you.
Right. And that's pretty much what it was. And I remember when the game systems came out. What was it when NES came out? Was that like 84?
84 or 85, somewhere in that area.
Because that was right around when I was graduating. And that was like a big deal because I would go watch, and not all the houses had it, but the one house I would go to watch, they were like, this is strictly forbidden. You cannot play. None of the kids can play. It was like, do not touch, you know, because they were concerned of being distracted, and understandably so, from watching kids. Today, I guess that would be a big concern for me as a parent, would be, is the person who's watching the kid going to be sitting on their phone the whole time?
Yes. That's the answer.
Be distracted. I mean, that's but we also have new technology where you can have cameras in your home. You can have those little tiny cameras for each room. And while you're away, even though you have a babysitter, you're still able to see what's going on. And, you know, and I'm not saying surreptitiously. I'm saying, you know, hey, let them know. I also have cameras. Not like we don't trust you, but
well,
then
we don't trust
know
you.
What's
happening.
I mean,
you
I think
to.
That's a smart thing with children to be able to see what's happening.
I vividly remember seeing the stories that, you know, they're called the nanny cams and they hide in a teddy bear and they'll never know. And it's now looking back, being that kind of like sneaky about it seems almost kind of
messed up. I would always tell folks, you know, heads up, we have cameras in the house. But again, it's how are you guys doing the babysitting and how much is it? I think it was $1 an hour when I was a kid, if I remember correctly. That's how cheap it was. It was good, just extra money, you know, go to the mall. Go to Spencer's, buy one of those, one of those glow lights or whatever, those purple.
Morning, there's a text that just came in. Morning, Jason and Nancy. I'm sorry, it's Nancy and Jason. Please get it right.
No,
it doesn't matter. My daughter's 17. She babysits. Base rate is 20 per hour for one kid. Each additional kid is about $5 extra per hour, plus 5 hours per house. Let's say five per hour for each non-potty trained child.
Aha.
Wow.
Look
she's
at
like,
that.
That's like a real, your daughter's babysitting and she's got fine print. Like, that's great.
That's a really good way to make some money.
Smart business mind there. I like that.
The Nancy and Jason podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
I was driving by Einan this weekend. I happened to be down there for a little bit of shopping. And I saw that Sugarman's Plaza. And every time, I don't drive that area very often, folks. So I'm very nostalgic about it. It used to be a place where I'd go as a kid. And, you know, we'd always joke about the mystery box for $1 that you could buy at the Sugarman's Plaza. They'd have the pet area not far from the food area. It was, and then you had the little carousel and the rides. Anyway, I go on because it's very nostalgic. But it's sad to see the state of disrepair outside of that shopping plaza. And I think, is it not what's there is closing or has closed?
I don't even know. Over there this weekend as well. And I was surprised at how many vehicles were still there because there is at the Ace Hardware, I believe. No, it's not Ace. It's Tractor Supply is on the one end, and then you have the one end coast has been out for a while.
Is out, yeah.
Because there was like some sort of water issue and the
building
was
gonna... news. That's why I'm bringing it
up.
Oh,
is there more
information?
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, but we also found out the flea market that's in there was closing
down.
Yeah, that's done. Is it done now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I knew we talked not too long ago about the fact that that was ending. In the Scranton Times Tribune this weekend, a story there about the insurance provider for PNR Discounts and Coast Tire and Auto suing the owner of the Sugarman's Plaza 1 year after a water main break forced the businesses to close indefinitely. So they're basically saying that they have paid out more than $50,000 to the grocery store and the tire shop. They named Pennsylvania American Water as a defendant, though officials with the utility company previously said the water main was a private line and not their responsibility. What had happened, I guess, was the water line broke January 2021. And there was a significantly higher water bill. So when you find out that your increase went from 150,000 gallons per month to 8 million, you know something is really a problem there. Anyway, they were unable to locate a leak, I guess, at the time. It eventually surfaced in April of 2021. So remember, they saw something was wrong in January.
Yeah.
Water erupted through the concrete floor of Coast Tire, flooding both Coast and PNR. So a suit is underway, and there was substantial damage done to the business. So they're saying that both the owners of that place and Pennsylvania American Water were aware of the line, yet the broken line, but didn't discover the source, which if they had, this could have all been, I guess, avoided.
I had just
But again, it's just sad to see that whole area. That could be, you know, like, let's get that fixed. It wouldn't be nice to see that happen.
I had got some tires over a coast, and it was like, I think it was less than a week later, they end up shutting down, and PNR had been out of there already, and you know, neither are coming back. PNR, I believe they closed down. Like, they're not, they don't have any businesses.
No.
They don't have, I'm sorry, they don't have any locations anymore. And Coast is moving to the former Sebastianelli's location. So that's been already, that's been leveled. They're moving there. So it'll be interesting to see how they can fix that and what can go in that location, because it is, it should be a prime form of real estate. I hope so they're not just going to rent it out to someone who wants to do another flea market. Just a thought. My wife and I have had this discussion
many
times.
It's going to need a lot of work, though, just throughout. I'm not even talking about the damage from that, but that parking area, parking lot, everything. It's just sad to see it look so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, new owners can come in. I mean, I hate to say, because I think you hate to see buildings disappear, but that looks like it could be something where just maybe they level the whole thing. I hate it. It seems almost sacrilegious to say that, but if they level it and start from, you know, start from scratch, they might be able to do something great with the, with that whole area.
Right. But the whole parking lot
is a mess.
Is
it's a disaster right now.
It really, truly is. So hopefully they'll be able to get that straightened out.
The Nancy and Jason podcast.
It's the morning news. Nancy and Jason on WILK News Radio. And if it's a Monday, as he said, if it's a Monday and it's spring or summer, you ain't going to see me anywhere. Screw everybody over there. He doesn't care. That's what Joe Snedeker said. I think I added that last line, but Valerie.
Yeah, I think you really went too far there.
That's pretty much what he said. Mondays, but Valerie Smock is in. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Hey, soul sister.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call you now. Hey, soul sister.
Quite a cool off today, right, from the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was such a difference in just a day. I mean, we hit 90 on Saturday, 89 yesterday, and then you wake up this morning and it's like, wait, what season are we in? We're, you know, it's kind of confusing.
It's Northeast PA in May. Anything could happen. Oh, my gosh.
You don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
Really?
Now, this is pretty easy for you, because at least what I'm seeing, it looks like pretty much a dry stretch. Is that what is going to happen here?
We do have dry weather for today and tomorrow and most of the day on Wednesday. I'd say showers return overnight on Wednesday, so you get at least 3 days with some pretty decent weather, partly sunny sky, and highs will be in the low 70s. So just a few degrees below average. Average is 74. We're at like 71, 72, so not too bad. And then Thursday and Friday, we do have some showers. And right now, it looks like the start of the Memorial Day weekend should be dry, and it will actually be warming up to where we're at 77 on Saturday and 82 on Sunday.
Wow.
Oh, that would be wonderful if we could have it dry and like comfortable, but yet, you know, warm enough to do those outdoor activities. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, but not so hot. Like, this is good. I'm digging this. I guess this is a good comfort zone for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really pretty pleasant compared to the near 90s that we had over the weekend. I mean, I was just like outside just sweating because it was just
yeah You know what? I didn't want to complain about it because I much prefer it over the snow and the cold, but it does make it difficult to do some things. It does. I mean, these people like Snedeker that get on a bike and they go riding in 90 degrees. I don't get it. I can't do that.
Yeah, no thanks. I think it's a hard path.
Yeah, I found a nice activity. I was telling Nancy earlier, and I'm not sure if your kids enjoy this as well. My kids love being hosed off. They can do that for hours, and the dog loves it. And what I found is it was extremely comfortable because if there's just a little bit of a breeze, I get a little bit of the splashback of the mist. I don't get soaked. It just changes my comfort level completely. My point is when it's humid, I should walk around with one of those mister things over my head. I would be a much happier person in this heat. But, I tolerated it really well this weekend. I'm shocked to say that, but I did after complaining about it.
I was definitely sweating, but, yeah, it wasn't the worst we've seen.
No. Well, let's hope not. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for a nice Memorial Day kickoff, as you said. We'll keep an eye on that. But so far, it's looking good.
So far, so good.
Easy job for you today. Nancy was right.
Yeah, exactly.
The wake up is the hardest part.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's amazing. It's when the weather's just going to be the same, it's like anyone could do that. It's when your job, when there's tornadoes and stuff, I have no idea. So I'm glad you're here. But today I could be you. I could today.
You could.
Today.
Totally possible.
All right. We'll talk next hour.
Yes, we will. Bye, Val.
All right. Sounds good. Bye. Right.
See ya.
I was trying to insult them, but it's amazing. Like some of that stuff.
Yeah, don't try, but it happens.
Sometimes. I saw people were complaining again. It was funny. I should have brought it up with John Hickey on Twitter. People were mad because they said there could be thunderstorms yesterday and some parts of the area missed it. And he was on there going like, are you people crazy? Like he wasn't saying, are you crazy? But it seemed like people were angry. Where are those storms you said we were getting? And you can't tell if they're like, we were so excited or, I don't know, people just are
What's
nasty.
What's amazing is just remembering being a kid and the forecast. You didn't have the technology, obviously, that they have today, where they can really pinpoint a lot of stuff for you. But in the meantime, everybody, right? You have websites geared towards what you like and everything is about you. And then when somebody says, well, it could happen here and it doesn't. You're like freaking out. I just don't get it.
I want my money back. But we didn't. You didn't pay for this. It's free.
No.
It's free service we offer to you. So
anyway, so they do their best with what they got. Don't complain, folks. And by the way, we had some. It was nice. I watched the radar that they have, and I could see exactly what was coming. 570-883-0098. Some people checking in. And what they have here is about Sugarman's. We were talking about the fact that this lawsuit continues between P&R Discount and also the Coast Tire. Yeah. And it has to do with the owners of that Einan Plaza and also the water company. So that will continue. We were both talking about how we would love to see that. And I think a lot of people would love to see that improve, that whole area. Someone says, I used to work at the old Sugarman store in Einan. The warehouse behind the store is gigantic. Another says they are tearing it down. So, there is going to be more work done. So, folks, if you want to let us know what you think. We've also been talking about the fact that Ryan Lecky is leaving 16. We're going to talk to Snedeker about that tomorrow. We will chat with him a bit about that. I mean, this is public knowledge. This is not anything secretive. Ryan Lecky came out to literally tell people that he is leaving after this Friday. That's the last day. He said it's his decision, has nothing to do with the company. And, he'll be doing something similar to what he's doing, lifestyle on the street kind of stuff. But he mentioned, what was it, some, different form of media. So
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different types of media out there. And I think the big takeaway is, and it makes me wonder what time he actually goes to sleep. He said, maybe I'll get to stay up till 8 p.m. I'm thinking he probably goes to bed at 6.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I have to get up. You and I have to get up early, and I cannot get to sleep as early as these people do. It's just amazing to me that they can, and my body just cannot do it.
I think I probably could do it, but I think it's just the thought. It's the thought of, do I have to go to bed at 6 o'clock knowing that? That would bother me. You miss way too much. You miss way too much. Just,
I don't know. When you have kids, too, with school and helping with getting ready for the next day, and it just doesn't happen. A lot of you have been checking in, though, about babysitting as well. Babysitting is something that folks are paying more for, just like everything else. $15 to $20 is common per hour. Right. We had someone who told us it's $20 an hour that their young daughter, not young, I guess she's a young adult daughter, is getting for babysitting, and that's just for one child, and then it's additional for each one. How about this monkeypox situation? The latest here, health officials are investigating in Florida, the state's first presumptive positive case of monkeypox. This is in South Florida. The CDC, they've been conducting epidemiological investigations to determine any possible exposures or any post-exposure treatment that could be offered. So this is a case related to international travel. The person is isolated. They will test a specimen for confirmation. No other cases have been identified. They say that the risk of contracting this monkeypox is very low to the overall community.
Right.
Now, just so you know, there is, I guess, a smallpox vaccine that does work against this. And it's called an orthopox, the monkeypox. So it's more of similar to a smallpox, whereas when people think of chickenpox, that's different. That's a herpes virus. So they, you know, there's different treatments, and this is a whole different kind of thing, even though the word pox is in there. People are assuming it's like chickenpox. It's more like smallpox.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that to me earlier off the air, and I was like, I obviously don't know as much as you, but I don't think any of us really, I didn't know that. I guess I knew chickenpox was viral, didn't know it was a herpes thing, but it makes sense when you look at it. I got to be honest, with as politicized as COVID ended up getting, it's been, nice is the wrong word, but I'll stick with it. It's been nice to see people on both sides of the aisle going, this monkeypox thing is messed up. I noticed that personally. It hasn't gotten to a point where people are like, it's just a tool to scare. Please, let's not go there. Let's just keep each other safe and figure out how to squash this thing before it becomes something far worse. Because if you haven't seen
the
pictures,
that's the concern.
Look up. I'd say don't do this, but do it. Google monkeypox pictures. Ooh, I don't want that. You don't want it.
The Nancy and Jason podcast.
Looking at this story about the infant formula that's arrived. First of all, the CEO of Abbott, that's the company whose voluntary recall helped trigger this formula shortage, is apologizing for the crisis. The CEO, Robert Ford, in an op-ed published in the Washington Post this weekend, quote, "We're sorry to every family we've let down since our voluntary recall exacerbated our nation's baby formula shortage." So basically, it's got roots in the supply chain disruptions, also limited competition. We're finding out more and more about that. How few companies, if one of them has a problem, because there's so few of them, it really hits a large chunk of the market in quite a way. But they also had to close that large plant in Michigan because there were bacterial infections, I guess, in some kids. And that's really what kind of spurred this whole thing. But meanwhile, we found out, I guess, there's 70,000 pounds of Nestle hypoallergenic formulas that arrived in Indianapolis on Sunday morning. This was all something that was through that Defense Production Act that the Biden administration has put into place. So they say the plant in Michigan will reopen the first week of June. And from what I understood, that means the formula from that plant itself would probably be on the shelves in July. Sometime in July. So that's how long it takes, even though you open up in June. But, you know, it's sad when you obviously have babies that are being taken to hospitals because they don't have the formula and they're malnourished. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I hope it gets picked up and fixed pretty quickly, only because I just started to see certain people posting old formula recipes online. I don't know if you saw this. Mm. People were passing around this recipe and it was like two ingredients. I think it was like milk, water, and corn syrup, but that's the brand. Yeah, it's like, I feel like there's probably more nutrients we could find in almost anything.
Well, the frustration is when you have people that come out and say, well, don't dilute it and don't make your own. And you're like, okay,
what other options are there?
Do you do?
Sure, I get that. But
call your pediatrician, and there are pediatricians going, there's very limited that we have now. I know that some for babies that are high risk that have very specific needs, they may have the in on where you can find some of that stuff. But this is just a horrible situation when you have babies that are starving. It's just awful.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.